Rush continues, one should not gaze at a woman who is forbidden to him. This is a tough one. Isha she asura lo, it's pretty clear from the Gemara, the poskim, that pretty much refers to any woman who is not one's wife. Incidentally, most of the focus in the literature is on a man gazing at a woman. There are one or two sources that talk about a woman gazing at a man, but the primary concern is a man gazing at a woman. The key question, though, the key issue is, what exactly does Yistakel mean? Yistakel is a Hebrew word that means to look or to gaze. Not exactly clear how to understand the word histaklus. How is it different? Is it different from the word re'ia, the more common word that we use to mean to gaze or to look? There's a lot of discussion, a lot of debate about this. The word histaklus, actually the prohibition against being mistakel, actually appears in several other contexts aside from women. It appears in the context of rainbows. It says you're not supposed to be mistakel at a keshes, at a rainbow. It appears in the context of a rasha. A person is not supposed to be mistakel in the face of a rasha. And in all these cases, the poskim, the mefarshim, debate what exactly is meant by histaklus. So, for example, in the case of the rainbow, on the one hand, it says you should not be mistakel. On the other hand, you make a bracha on it. You can't make a bracha without looking at it. So the consensus view in the case of the rainbow seems to be that a distinction is made between histaklus, which means gazing intently, gazing for a prolonged period of time, versus a simple just looking at it. You shouldn't gaze at it beyond a certain basic amount, but you can look at it. You can look at it enough to make a bracha. It's actually an interesting machlokas they bring between the Chayei Adam and the Sefer Kunas Olam, whether a person should deliberately tell people there's a rainbow, go look at it, make a bracha, or should one not. Chayei Adam says one should not because it's bad news. You shouldn't tell people bad news. You shouldn't tell people someone died unless there's a need to know. You shouldn't tell people about a rainbow because it's a siman ra. Kunas Olam says no. The minhag in Gerba, he says, was people would dafka tell. First of all, we owe thanks to Kosh Baruch Hu for making this bris, for saving us. Additionally, we have to learn the lesson of the rainbow. We have to learn that there's a problem here, that people have to shape up. He said people dafka would tell each other about rainbows. But there already we have from Rishonim that histaklus means gazing intently, gazing beyond mere looking. Looking is okay. When it comes to a rasha, similar distinctions made by the poskim. And again, when it comes to women, so here we have a significant debate among the poskim. There are poskim who say that histaklus, as always, means gazing intently with care, with focus. It doesn't simply mean looking. There are others who say no, histaklus means any form of looking. The conventional practice, I think, the standard practice is that we do not, walk with our heads down and avoid looking at women, although we should avoid ogling them, looking at them more than is strictly necessary. There's an interesting dispute. The halacha is there are several exceptions to this. One of them is that a man in search of a wife is allowed to be mistakel at a woman to see if she finds favor in his eyes, to see if he wants to marry her. Pretty much what we call dating. We do hopefully more in dating than simply ogling the woman we're meeting, but that's one of the things you need to do is to see her and look at her, or even look at her carefully, I guess, to make sure that she's someone that you are comfortable with, that you are attracted to. So similarly, the halacha also is that your own wife, we mentioned earlier, one exception is one's own wife is the woman who's not a surah lo. Even when she's a nida, the halacha is you're allowed to look at her, just not in certain parts. But so while you're dating, you can look at her. While you're married, you can look at her. The question is the donut hole. The question is, what about that period after you're engaged, before you're married? There is a major shita in the achronim. At that point, the issur histaklus kicks in because you no longer need to look at her to decide. You've made your decision already. So your decision doesn't hang in the balance. You also don't have the heter of your wife. She's already married to you. So when she's already married to you, there's a heter. But here she's not married to you. So the mainstream opinion of the earlier poskim seems to be that one should not be mistakel. Again, whatever mistakel means, there are different opinions in what level of gazing histaklus is referring to. But there are opinions that say, the Hafla in his Nesivas L'Shevas says that one should not gaze at his Meshudachas, at his fiancé. Others say that no, that we don't apply the prohibition of histaklus. First of all, it's necessary pragmatically if you want to have a normal relationship with one's engaged, you really have to make eye contact and look at her, can look at her sometimes. It is possible to argue also that there's a similar debate about yichud. Do the laws of yichud apply on a daraisa level to one's fiancé? The consensus of the poskim is yes, they do. Even though with one's own wife, there's a special heter of yichud. Even when she's nida, there's a special heter because she's married to you, it wouldn't be practical, the Rishonim say, to have Yichud, and because anyway, she'll eventually be Mutaris to you, so the problem is not so severe. So there are those who have suggested applying that to a fiancé too, that she'll eventually be married to you. That is very much not the consensus, though. The consensus is that a fiancé is treated the same as any other woman, and the Isser of Yichud Daraisa, assuming she's an Ida, applies. And similarly, I'm not sure what exactly the lumdus would be to be more leaning to Benes Achlus, except, I guess, for the practical reason that it's necessary to have a normal relationship in today's culture to look at the person you're engaged to and when you talk to her, when you meet her, and that, I think, is probably the custom, although I did have at least one friend who told me he had tried to avoid doing that when he was engaged.